You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Right, time now to check on stories you should think about from the rest of the continent. Crystal, great to have you back in person, in the flesh, so to speak. Let's start with Rwanda. Prosecutors there are appealing the acquittal of a government critic.
Yes, good morning, Bongani, and good to speak to you again. Now, Rwanda's prosecuting agency said that it would appeal the recent acquittal of the government critic Diane Rwigara and her mother. Now, the National Prosecuting Authority said they want to challenge the Kigali's High Court decision. Now, last week, the court acquitted Diane and her mother, who were facing charges of inciting violence and forgery. Now, she had briefly campaigned during the presidential contest in 2017, challenging Paul Kagame, and was swiftly arrested. Now, the court acquitted the two, citing insufficient evidence on the part of the state. Now, the 37-year-old comes from a family of critics of Paul Kagame, and she could ultimately face up to 22 years in prison. And clearly, the National Prosecuting Authority not happy with the Kigali court acquitting her and her mother. Diane is insisting that the charges were politically motivated, and the court actually ruled that her criticism did not constitute incitement of violence because, in fact, it is her right to freedom of expression. So she and her mother, they were in prison for almost more than a year, and they were only released on bail in October. Now, Human Rights Watch, they've criticized government and said that it's showing an unwillingness to tolerate criticism or accept a role for a robust opposition. Now, analysts, of course, have welcomed the judgment, showing that the independence of the Rwandan judiciary and that they are not controlled by Paul Kagame. But I think with National Prosecuting Authority now challenging this decision, it will really, of course, test the independence of the courts. And just as a sidebar, Bongani, we know, of course, that South Africa and Rwanda's relationship is at an all-time low due to some political differences between the two.
And, of course, do you want to tell us about cocaine smugglers who are really cashing in, I suppose, on Guinea-Bissau's political feud and weak governance systems?
Yes, Bongani, you know, this was a country, it's nestled between Senegal and, you know, it's one of the smaller countries in West Africa, having visited, in fact, covering a coup a few years ago. It's, you know, it's always been dubbed a narco state. And why is this so? So this is a small former Portuguese colony that, you know, the capital is quite big, but then there's all these different islands. And because of weak governance, instability, coup after coup, these islands have been used in the past as transit points. So these drug dealers from all over the world, Bongani, and this is a real story, they will literally just drop drugs all on these islands, and then these networks of boats will literally come and pick up the drugs, and then it's shipped on to South America. So for years, because it was such a big issue, ECOWAS and the UN Drug Agency stepped in and they were able to handle it. But now there's fear, both from inside and outside the country, that due to the political instability, the prime minister has fired politicians. He was supposed to have a local government elections in November. He's now postponed to January and February. And really it means, they say that the instability means that these Islamists from the north, from Mali and other countries, are now using it again. They are recruiting local people and they are using it and tapping into using the money to ultimately fund Islamic State and other activities, which of course is quite dangerous for the region. And unfortunately, donors have suspended $1.2 billion in aid, and that's, again, it's a very poor country, so it again just puts things under pressure. And drug trafficking, because it's so easy, Bongani, you know, it really becomes an option for survival. And so obviously people are hoping it doesn't become another narco state, and intervention from especially ECOWAS is needed. But because we know Nigeria is going to an election, there's all sorts of this Cameroon, we hope that ECOWAS will help at least Guinea-Bissau, which is, of course, a much smaller country.
All right, we'll leave it there for this morning's Africa Report.